Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Psychic Readings on Sunday afternoon. Today, we're coming at you at 12 noon because I want to go to the football game, so I'm being honest. The Seahawks are playing Dallas today, so I'm going to the game. So it's just today. Otherwise, our regular time is at 3 o'clock every Sunday. The phone number, you're on the Essence of Success Radio Network, and the phone number is 646-727-2914. Today we have a guest moderator, Miss Brenda. Miss Nina's on vacation for a couple of weeks, so Brenda has been so kind to come in and work the chat room. As always, if you guys get to cutting up in the chat room, being ugly like you were for a couple of weeks, you know what time it is, so let's just be nice. And let's see, what else? Well, you know, the full moon was on the 8th. In fact, let me bring something up. In fact, while I'm bringing something up, let me have Brenda. Brenda, we have a sister network, which is Brenda's NIM new network. So, Brenda, you want to give the people a little heads up about that right quick?
Oh, okay. Well, the new network is called Levitating Mindsets Network, and we right now there's three shows that are on the air, and we'll be having more. But coming up Monday, the show we used to do here on Lennis's network, LNB, Passage to Empowerment, we're doing that at 8 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and that one, you know, talks about how to basically be a victor, not a victim, and to, you know, empower yourself. And then the next show is Time to Love on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, and that's Time to Love with Lydia Pello, and she talks to us about love tape, time to love, anytime, time to love. It looks like you have a caller, and the last one is Filmcology on Saturday at 8 p.m. Mountain Time and 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and that is the show where we do film and psychology. We look at a different film each week, and this month we're doing John Carpenter films. So we did Halloween last week, doing The Fog the week after, and then The Thing, and then The Prince of Darkness. So
very good.
Looks like you have a caller.
Okay, yeah, I'll get to the caller, and thank you, everybody, for supporting Brenda's NIM Network. It's going to be really good and exciting. Like she said, some of the shows that were on mine, they're doing it on the new network, and I want you guys to support them. So go to Levitating Mindset to the website if you're not for sure. And I believe, Brenda, you got a page on Facebook, right?
Yes, we do. You can go to levitatingmindsets.com.
Okay, so there you go. So you can make sure the show's time. If you didn't remember the schedule that Brenda just gave you, you can go there to double check and go in and, for sure. Okay, let me do a quick prayer. I forgot to do that, Bren, so let me do that. Love, we let go of the past and remember only the good. We are strong. We use our power wisely. We are free to love and enjoy our lives. Love, so be it. Thank you, I am that I am. Infinite Spirit, open the way for huge abundance to come to all of us. Now, we are irresistible magnets for all that belongs to us by divine birthright. I am that I am, so shall it be. Okay.
Amen.
And let's get, amen. Well, we'll get to the first caller, and that's area code 469. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Greetings, this is Stacy. I was going to kind of sit back a little bit and let the energy kind of build up, if it's okay, and then I'll jump in here later on. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine, Stacy. Well, thank you for calling. Okay,
yes,
hang in there. We'll be right here.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Well, I do want to read something. If last week, oh, my God, it was just a horrific week. Number one, I didn't realize until someone brought it to my attention, and I do apologize because I'm pretty good about Mercury retrograde, letting
mm-hmm.
everybody know. Well, I didn't know Mercury retrograde began October 4th, which was a Saturday ago, and it's on until the 26th of this month, which is the last Sunday of this month. And
mm-hmm.
on October 8th, which was Wednesday, was a full moon. I mean, how fucked up can that get?
In the full
Jesus.
Moon, it was a blood moon. So, yeah,
yes.
it was one of the blood moons, too.
Oh,
so they call it, yeah, they call it the Hunter moon, the blood moon.
Ah,
yeah.
I'm telling you, the sign of new beginnings. That full
oh, and
moon,
the eclipse.
And the
me.
Lunar eclipse. Yep, let's
yeah.
do that. The full moon lunar eclipse in Aries, the sign of new beginnings, represents a swift move by someone who must have their freedom from a group or a person who is smothering them. With a grand trine in fire signs, a rapid response can bring trouble and lightning change, y'all. There is a deep distrust over authority figures right now, so it's better to slow down and double-check everything since there are three retrograde planets. Whoever is breaking away isn't going too far, but they won't return, so going forward is better. Now, the eclipse was extremely volatile. One, because Uranus, the planet of sudden change, was at the same degree 15th as the lunar eclipse. And both the moon and Uranus in Aries were being well supported by trines from Jupiter in Leo and Mars in Sagittarius. So, a sudden break for freedom may be very successful. So, if you're planning to move on, this is a great time to do it. Now, the four dynamic planets in the fire sign, all trying each other, may provide a rapid response that could bring trouble and a lightning change as people act on their emotions or their passionate beliefs, or they succumb to pressure from others who may have a destructive agenda. Oh, God, yet a harsh grand cross among five planets in the cardinal signs can prove very challenging, as many people or organizations or even countries may claim so rigidly to their own point of view that positions can harden and build further resentment. Behind the scenes, a breakaway now is a result of a deep distrust of an authority figure or an organization, perhaps due to the arrogant, domineering style of a leader, or due to the loss of a legal dispute or cancellation or contract due to conflict in the home or among family members. One thing I want to say about that is they've been looking for North Korea's leader, and they haven't seen him in a while. They don't know what's going on with him. Okay,
yeah.
Either they
yeah.
want their freedom because they've been smothered, or they may distrust an authority figure, or they may need to escape the disgrace brought by a loss of legal judgment. For sure, they will not return to the way things used to be, y'all. No one is going back to the good old days. Excuse me, we have surpassed that. Yep. So I hope that explains a little bit that was, excuse me, was going on last week, because my God, oh, it was horrible.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah. Excuse me, Kyle.
You all right?
Yeah, I just need to get a little water.
Okay.
Throat got dry. Yeah. But anyway, so, God, because I'm telling you, I was getting calls, Brenda. I don't know how you were doing, but just craziness. Just like, wow.
It was different. it was a different week. It was really different. And I hung on, that's all. I just hung on. And I tend to have a wait-and-see attitude because having too many expectations pretty much sets you up for, a little bit of chagrin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like you have another caller. Are you ready for another caller? Did you get some water?
Yeah, I got water now. So, yeah, let's do it. Okay. Area code 850, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
This is
Sheila.
Oh,
she was waiting. She was going to wait for a while.
Oh, that's Stacy.
Oh,
sorry.
No. Not me.
No. Stacy's fine.
You? Oh, I'm sorry. Stacy went to the bottom. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry,
who's this?
Sweetie.
850, who's this? Yeah, who's this?
Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. How are you?
Hi.
Sorry,
hi, how
Sheila.
Are you?
Oh, we're doing great.
Oh, I'm glad y'all doing fabulous. I was wondering if I could connect to my grandmother or mother.
Okay.
I mean, do any loved
ones? Who do you want? I can only do one. So
oh, okay.
Which one do you want me to connect with?
I think it's my grandmother that has a message for me.
Okay,
your dad's grandmother? Your dad's mom? Yeah.
No, my mother's mother. I don't know which one, but I just have that feeling.
Okay,
well. It seems like your dad's mother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I need a name to call a call upon her. So who am I calling upon?
Estella.
Estella? Is that
mm-hmm.
correct? Estella. Okay. And this is your grandmother on whose side?
My mother.
Okay.
I just have a feeling that
okay.
I don't know, somebody said a message or something.
Wow. Yeah. Estella came in really quick. She's saying for you to stop doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you, Linus. Thank you.
Yep. She
said
stop doing what you're doing. If you know better.
What is that doing?
You're up to something.
I don't know.
It's so interesting you would say that, and I'm just gonna break it a little bit, Linus, because I thought, okay, it must be her father's mother, and then I thought. She doesn't seem to be as close to her father's mother. It's like, but then what came through is, you need to stop what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting that Linus is picking that up too. So.
I have no idea what that is.
You get
okay,
what that
well,
is?
No, I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Okay, well, that's what I'm getting loud and clear from her. I'm also getting like a red ball and a rubber bands. I don't know what that means, but I'm getting a red ball and some rubber bands or a white string.
I don't know why she's showing me that.
Okay, well, I hope you're writing this down because it does mean something.
A rubber
something.
Ball, white string, and what else?
Rubber band.
Rubber
red
band.
Rubber band or something.
Yeah. Red ball, rubber bands, and a white string. She said, you know what that is. She's telling me right now.
Oh, my God.
And she said that, you know, Miss Estella is being very clear. She said, you know. So she's not even breaking it down to me.
She's not saying
anything.
Who
is this guy that's in your life right now or that you want to be in your life?
Actually, there's no one in my life, but I'm waiting for
But you want this person to be in your life.
Well, they married, so I'm not even thinking about that. That's not the right person for me anyway.
Well, maybe that's what the issue is.
Uh-huh.
Because your heart's engaged somewhere, or your desire is engaged somewhere. And it's like, you know, when your mom or an elder says, you know not to mess with that. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
But you already know this because you're already telling me this. But
Oh, well, person's in another city, so it's easier for me to, you know.
See. It's your heart that's being engaged that will lead you down the wrong path. Do you understand that?
Yeah, but I don't want that.
Well, maybe that's what the message is. That Miss Estelle was telling you.
I haven't spoken
to
her.
Did you know better?
Like,
so she's telling you stop before you begin.
I don't know. I think it's something else because I haven't spoken to him for like 3 or 4 years. So.
And
I've seen him. So,
interesting.
I'm confused.
Okay.
I have no idea, but I'll look out for those things that you told me to look out for.
Yeah, because she told me.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, well, you'll figure it out. That's what I got from her was stop doing what you're doing. You know better. And then she showed me those three items. And that's it, because now she's turned her back and she's walking back away from me now. So she's done. It's like she said what she had to say and now she's done. So.
Well. I think that the thing I've been doing lately is being too trusting. That's the only thing I was doing, being too trusting.
With who?
With a coworker that stabbed me in the back. I'm too trusting sometimes, so that's probably the only thing I got out of it.
Okay.
Well, that could be a good point too. Just stop doing that. Don't be so trustworthy. I said it could be that too. Stop being so trustworthy.
Yeah, I thought this person was different because she said she was an ordained preacher, and you know, well. Yeah.
Well, it's like my great grandmother used to say all the time. There's what comes out of here, and she'd point to her mouth, and then she said, "But you watch with this," and she pointed to her eyes. It's not. People will tell you anything.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Right.
Horrible.
So,
I will definitely look out for those. I have no idea what those three things are, but I'm going to keep my eye out and see what it means.
I will say this to support Linus real quickly is that sometimes, like, for instance, when she's talking about a band or a line or something with a written, you may find that you're somewhere and all of a sudden there's a package that's sitting in front of you and there's a red band that goes around it. And you notice that package and that person may pick that up or they have something with a little red line around it. It could be that simple. It's when a spirit talks to you, they're coming from how they're seeing things from a moment.
Okay.
Could be a moment in time. And it's like that, yeah. So do you understand? And that's why Linus just write it down, because then you're going to see, it's going to reveal to you what she's talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I should be cautious of it or something? Or?
Well, that moment could be right when you're either with that person or it could be with whatever man or whoever it is that's in your life or that you're thinking you want something that you really... you know you shouldn't or something like that, or you're engaged with somebody in some manner, maybe even going out to lunch with somebody is a real bad energy for you, and you know it.
Okay, so I should be cautious. Okay.
Yeah. And you're telling me you're too trusting. I'm already a little bit worried about you. Because why would you be so trusting to your detriment? What's behind that?
Well, I didn't know.
Are you that needy?
Like this. No, yeah. I'm not needy. I didn't know that this person was like this, and now I know. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, be careful.
Okay. All righty.
All
thank
right.
You
well,
so
thank
much.
You, Sheila, for calling. And
I'll
have
call
a
you back and
week.
Let you know what happened.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye.
That's my stomach if you hear it growling. God, it's kind of loud.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Okay.
Looks like Stacy's pushed the button.
Yeah, she's still listening. She's just
listening.
So, yeah.
Oh.
I think, let me ask. I think she's still listening.
She moved up, so I think she pressed the button.
Oh, that's you.
Oh, so she...
Stacy, are you still listening?
Yes, I'm
or
here.
You got a question?
Yeah, I think I have a question, but I think I do have a question. My question is, you know how it is when you have good intentions, but you're not even worried about the good intention. It's almost like it's just part of your birth nature. But then I have these, I'm attracting people with negative energy that seems to misunderstand what I'm doing. And I would like to know, what is it about me that, what is that all about?
Take a vinegar bath and get rid of that energy around you. You're magnetizing to you. So take the vinegar bath, will draw all that negative energy, and even pour a little bit over your head if you don't have a relaxer or something in your head. Or
okay.
Take the rag
no,
and just...
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, I don't have one. I can do that, yes.
Yeah, pour a little bit of the vinegar through your scalp, pull your head back. But you'll feel, once you get out the tub and rinse off, you will feel the difference. It's almost
wow.
like it's just sucked out of your body.
Is it a white vinegar? What kind of vinegar?
Yes,
what
white
kind?
Clear vinegar.
Just white.
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. We'll do it. Because I'm like, why is it that I'm doing things? It could be if I was to sweep the rug this way or do something this way, they would think that it's doing it for another reason. But that's not in my, that's not what that is all about. Instead of just coming and asking me, hey, why did you sweep it this way and not that way? They won't come and ask. But it's like, well, why does it have to be a reason why I'm doing anything? How come I just can't do it because it needs to be done? Well, why don't you sweep it this way? It's like a negative energy. And that's
yeah,
like,
they're projecting it on you.
Yep, that's all
they're
it is.
Projecting it on you. There's there's some issue that they're lacking, but you're fulfilling
oh, yeah.
at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, there are people that actually, when you're saying, hi, how are you doing today? But what they hear is,
yeah.
you know, we, you and I should go out sometime. It's like nothing
yeah.
that you said, but it's what where their head is at. So they're projecting it on you. And I
agree with that because, it's one of those things to where it doesn't penetrate because I do my own inner work and I do my own rituals and I do my own meditation and I do a lot of that. And because it does, it's a force field and it's like I become their mirror on them and it makes it seem like I'm closed to all of that, which I only am receptive of things that are going to build me up, not tear me down. If it gets
right.
kind of wacky.
No, and that's
I think that vinegar
be.
Bath will help.
Okay.
You do
yep,
need
great.
To wash off something because, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Vinegar bath
yes.
is the answer. Yep.
Yeah, because I really would love for them to look into this mirror here and see the beauty of who they are. They're looking from the wrong eye. And
well,
that's not
because they're lacking. They're feeling the lack. And people latch on all the time. All the time to somebody that seems real positive and
yes.
and seems like they have it together. People tend to gravitate to where they want to be, right?
That's so true. Yes, I agree with that. I was just trying to see if there was something in my energy that maybe I'm missing, but I don't pick that up. But I
no,
just
you just need to take a vinegar
else.
Bath and take a deep breath,
oh,
and
yeah.
you'll be fine.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
And, you know, you choose your energy. We have choices and free will in this life. So, you know, everybody's mm-hmm. energy is not for you. And
oh,
you choose
great.
Energy. Like, you can back away. You can see something going on. It's like, I don't even want to hear about it. I don't want to know about it because I don't even want that energy around me.
And, see, I'm always mistaken as being snooty and uppity, but that's not it. It's just that there's a force field that I put around myself before I leave, and it won't even open up the door to that. And I can't.
You're
well,
not
that's
always.
Because that's their problem. That's not your problem.
Yeah,
that's
you're not always
problem.
Taken
okay.
for snooty. You're also taken for, they also take you for being, you're a bit of a rescuer. So, like,
I'm
sure that Lennis can read that. You're
yeah.
one of those
mm-hmm.
that tries to rescue a lot of people. And people gravitate to that.
Be,
they're
right.
extremely needy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they'll
mm-hmm.
always put stuff on you just so they can get what they want from you.
Oh, Yeah, see, that doesn't work, and that's probably why, you know. But like I said, I let so much stuff of myself, because I realized it had nothing to do with anyone else. It's where I chose to put myself. Now that it's like every time there's an elevation going on the inside, it just kind of drops away. So I let some go and some come in. So that's why I was asking.
Yeah, Lennis is right. You attract the energy, you know, so you start putting out the energy. It's like, no, you need to handle your own stuff. And you don't need to reflect other people. Just let them be. You know, just be you. Here's me. Here's what I'm doing. Somebody steps to you right. Or if you feel their energy is not right, you know, it's like you can put that energy up just energy-wise, like, no, not here.
Right. Yeah. Okay. It's not that it's intentionally. That's not what I'm doing. But they don't realize they're looking at themselves, because I'm not receptive of someone else's energy. But I will use it to understand what's going on inside. But these types of things, it's like I can't get it. And it seemed like it has increased. And I'm around a lot of people that are very kind of mundane. Their energy is, their frequency is like so low, which is fine. I'm okay with that. But when it starts to impose, it's like I can feel it. When they throw that over there and it bounces back off, it's almost like there is such an agitation on their part, because when you throw it, it's just a rubber ball and it goes back. So I'm trying to see, what is it? Do I need to let something in, or what is that?
You're intuitive. Let it guide you.
Yeah.
Okay. You're intuitive, let it guide you. And just remember the energies, and also remember that some people in life, they're not meant to be helped, because there's lessons they need to learn.
True.
So everybody isn't meant to be helped. Okay. Mm-hmm, they need to learn in their own experience of being.
True.
So don't,
you
know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
and don't forget
you
need
calling.
To cleanse a lot when you are intuitive.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Cleanse a lot. You know, cleanse.
Okay.
You know, you go outside, ground yourself. Mm-hmm. You need to ground yourself a lot more when you have other people's energy, you know, coming in and trying to mix with yours too much.
Okay.
You walk outside barefoot, you know, on the grass.
Yeah,
on
the grass. Mm-hmm.
Ground with a tree or something like that by, you know, really.
Ground yourself back to the earth.
That vinegar bath, that works real well, right, Lennis?
I'm going to get
perfect.
That when I get home. I'm going to get that.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Thank
perfect.
You so much for your time. Appreciate you.
Yeah,
you're welcome. Thank you for calling. Okay. Area code 610, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sonia. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Sonia. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Terrific. Doing terrific.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Sure. I wanted to ask about my present job, to see what you're picking up, type of energy. I've been working there about 6 months, and
Why am I not picking up anything on you? I see a little kid, like a little baby, but I'm not picking up anything on you. I'm seeing a blackboard.
Okay.
You're looking to move up into management? You're looking for a path to move up?
No, I mean, pretty much I'm happy, you know, where I'm at. Like I said, I just started 6 months ago at this company. And
yeah, but your long-range goals.
Mm-hmm.
You looking to work up into management?
I mean, not necessarily. If the opportunity presents, that's fine, yes. But for now, I'm good where I'm at.
Well, management is what came up when you asked. And that tells me that either that's a main goal of yours, or that's a possibility on the path you're on. It is early, like you said, 6 months. But, you know, you might want to find out what some of the, not overtly, but possibly just find out here and there what it takes for management, and if that's the kind of thing you want to do. If you want to be in management and it doesn't seem like it's possible where you're at, then you're going to want you're going to want to figure out where to work. I'm just not sure if you're wanting management or if it's the path that you're on there. But there's something to do with management in you, because that's what came up. I have a feeling that you want to move into management, but I'm not sure why you're not. You're either not accepting that now, or you're afraid to say that's what you want. I'm not sure. But there's something about management in you, as in a path that you want to take or you're looking to take.
Okay. And
long
what
range.
I got was, okay, go ahead, Brenda.
Go ahead.
I was going to say what I got is a headache, that you need more money, and I got blob. Blob came up at the very beginning. I didn't understand that, because I think about scary movies and a blob is just a thick thing there that goes across the floor. Yeah. So I'm not understanding why they showed me a blob. Maybe you're just existing. You're not really doing what you want to do. You're just existing. But anyway, I got a headache, more money, and a blob. That's all I got. I didn't get anything like Brenda did about your job. I just got a blank board, and then those three words came up. So
maybe this isn't the best place for you to get towards management if that's what you want. But you're going to need to decide what it is you really want. And
she's at a standstill. That's the word I was looking for. You're at a standstill of what to do, but you need more money. So I would say apply. Just start applying.
It sounds like management.
Yeah,
it sounds like management you equate with more money. But, you know, people move up into management really quickly, like Lennis's daughter. She goes 0 to 60, and she's management. She didn't take over the world, but she's an incredible worker. And she's also knows where she wants to go. So if you know where you want to go, you just own it. And then you'll stop being stagnant, and you'll start moving towards where you're headed.
Okay, thank you.
Sonia, why am I getting that you're being pressured to do better?
Pressure?
Is it because of the financial situation you're in? I feel like you're being pressured to do better than what you're doing. And that's not coming from you, within you.
I'm not financially in difficulty at all, and I'm pretty happy at my job in the company. And I'm constantly, you know, trying to do better at my job, but, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just going to tell you this. Beware of a gentleman at the company. They promise you a lot. It is not going to happen, okay? Now, I did pick that up very distinctively clear, that there's a gentleman there that tells you this and this and that, but he has no validity to the words he's saying to you. So I'm just telling you to be cautious.
Okay. I'll keep my eyes out, but I'll just do my own thing.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Sonia. I hope we were able to help you.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, next caller, area code 504. You're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. I kind of have the same issue as the two people before me. Going into a job where I used to love it, and it seems like the energy has deteriorated, where I feel like a ninja, like I go in, stay to the periphery, I'm a vendor, and just kind of get in, get out. And I know that's not the right way to operate. I was wondering if you see the atmosphere changing or me leaving.
Well, yeah, Debbie, I see changes coming about. And I'll tell you, it'll be before the end of Mercury retrograde. But that's part of that is reflecting on you. Now, Mercury retrograde started on the 4th and it ends the 26th. But you will be one of the people that comes out of this ahead. Okay, so you're stressing now, but there are changes that are going to be implemented to your benefit, and it will be before the 26th of this month.
Wow.
So
are they going to remove the bad people?
I don't know about that, but I see you getting two more clients, two more new people.
Oh, Lord. Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I'd have to drop two then, you know. There's one I would love to drop.
Well, like I said, I see you getting two new clients in this change. So, like I said, for you, you'll benefit. Everybody doesn't benefit through Mercury retrograde, but you will. You will benefit
through
it.
Yeah. It's not going to be uncomfortable for me, is it?
Would that bother you?
Oh, I just wish there could be an easier way. I feel like I go in.
You're competing with a man. You're competing with a man. Okay, but I'm going to tell you, like Brenda and I told the other lady about energy, don't buy into their energy. You know who you are, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Stand up and say, hey, I'm Debbie. This is what time it is. I don't care what you're coming with. That shit don't fly here. I know who I am, and I know what I'm capable of. And when you do this within yourself, you pump yourself up, whatever, the change will come to your benefit. So don't buy into other people's energy. You know, people, there's joy suckers every day all out there. You can have very good ideas and want to do, and I call them joy suckers that come in and like, well, I don't think that's going to work, or blah, blah, this and that. Like, really? I thought I was getting some support, not being put down. You know, or as a kid say, haters, whatever. But, but for you, the change will come about.
Either that or they'll try to trip you up by getting you off focus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like, though, I'm some kind of mirror, and when I go in a place, I clean it up. And that's why I'm saying it's not comfortable. Like, things blow up, lies come out. And so some people actually, I think that's why they don't like me, you know, because I can see it. And I don't, it's just not, it's not fun. Let's put it that way. It's not fun. You know,
Debbie,
I wish things were a little easier.
Debbie, what I want you to do is find a small container. Do you know what sea salt is?
Yep, very familiar.
Okay, a small container. And fill it with sea salt that you can put in your purse or in your pocket with the clothes that you have. Okay, whether slacks or a skirt or dress, whatever. It would be better if you could carry it next to you in a pocket. But if not, then put it in your purse. But that's why I said a small container. This will let you see the sea salt, who's negative and who's positive, because as they approach you, you will get your answer right away. You'll feel it. Salt will show you who negativity is. Sea salt will show you who negativity is. Where, you know, somebody normally would come up to you like, oh, good morning, Debbie, how are you doing? You know, they might come up like, good morning. And you're like, well, Jesus, that's a little strange. You know, why they're not kind of bubbly like they normally. Because that person got bad energy on them. That's why. Now you know. Now you know the rest of the story.
You're going to laugh.
So do that.
You're not going to believe. My mother just told me to do this yesterday, and I kind of thought she was, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
No.
My mother told me to put it in my pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll actually react to it.
Your mother told you the truth.
They will react to it, and they don't even know why.
Yep.
Trust me.
They won't even know why.
I mean, this kind of thing, want me to be in this kind of a job, though? It seems like I could be doing something better. You know what I mean? This is just like a vendor, sales, like,
there's some kind of lateral movement coming up for you, Debbie, and maybe that's the thing that Lennis is talking about, but what I got when you were asking, even before you said it was kind of like the others, I got the impression of some kind of lateral movement. So it's a change, but that's basically what Lennis is saying. It's a change. It's to your benefit, but it's not necessarily you taking over the company or anything like that. It's movement. It's lateral, and it's generally lateral movements are ones we take because we like them.
Yeah, I mean, I like healing and more spiritual venues. I'm not about this, but I still have to pay the bill, so I'm there. I figure there's a reason I'm there, but it just doesn't make sense to me. You know, it's not my degree or profession or even what I really love, you know?
Yeah. Well, like, you know, sometimes, Debbie, we have to take low to get high. My father used to say you have to crawl before you walk. But once you stand up, you better start running. You know what
that.
I'm saying? So, yeah, so sometimes we have to crawl before we walk. And it doesn't matter what stage we are in our life. It's a change for the better. So sometimes we have to take low to get high. So these two new customers that are coming, and like Brenda and I are telling you, is a change. It will be for the better because from that it will be a catalyst and a platform for something even greater. But you won't know until you go through this and experience this.
Okay.
Yeah, so right. don't feel bad or you know, put it down or anything. Just say, hey, I'm looking forward to these changes that are coming about. While everybody is in the midst of going through a bunch of shit, you can say, you know what, things are working out for me.
Okay. Because I've been through this before. I almost got sued. I went to management way up high. And it's just not, I mean, I don't sleep. I don't eat. It's just like, why do I have to go through these trials when, I mean, I come out of them, but I just feel like God's been testing me so much about that, you know?
God doesn't test us. We test ourselves. You don't need to test us. We test ourselves. Think about that. God don't need nothing from us. He's omniscient. He's you know, he don't need anything from us. We need for ourselves.
So I'm not learning the lesson, apparently. Because I keep testing myself. I get it. I'm not. I go back
I want you to love yourself, Debbie. I want you to forgive yourself. And every day, thank you. To the universe or God, creator, whoever that you believe in. Love yourself, forgive yourself, and thank yourself every day. Because you are a queen, and don't forget that. Remember that. Aww. You are a queen. And hold yourself in such a way in the stature. Brenda and I do. I mean, come on.
I love it.
We shouldn't have to clean our houses because we're queens. We should have people cleaning our own. But we don't, so. But we're getting there, damn it. We're getting there.
Always on the mind.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So don't think less of yourself. You just, you know, like, okay, I forgive myself today. I love myself, and thank you. Thank you for whatever the day may bring, you know.
Yeah.
And put the salt in your pocket and listen to your mom because she's telling you the truth. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and you have a wonderful week and the best to you. Okay.
Oh, thank you so much.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, you're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Lennis and Brenda on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. This Sunday only, I started at 12 noon because I want to go to the football game. So just this Sunday, next Sunday, I'll be back at 3 o'clock. And Brenda's here just helping me out, and I do appreciate that. And also, Brenda's network, Levitating Mind Sense, be sure and check that out. What's the before I get to the next caller, Brenda, what's the website again? Tell us.
Well, you can find it on Blog Talk under Levitating Space Mindset Space Networks. You should be able to find it. But you can also find us on the website Levitating Mindsets, all one word, .com.
Okay, you've got it. Because she's got shows coming up, so you want to make sure you get in there. All right, well, let's go to the next caller, and it's area code 229. You're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, this is Melvin.
Oh, my God, Brenda. And you know what? You look down, Melvin, because Brenda's on with me today.
I am actually on the show.
All right.
Oh,
I'm beginning to think you got some psychic stuff going on there, Melvin. How you been?
I'm okay. Thank you.
It's so good to hear from
sure.
you.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. It's so good to hear from you all. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, the last time we talked to you, well, I did, because Brenda was doing something else at the time. How's your son doing? I did let Brenda know. How's your son doing, babe?
Oh, yes, he's doing much better. He's been moved to another facility. He's doing physical therapy in some of his he's getting some range of motion in some of his in his arms and a little in his legs, but he feels pain
good.
In his legs. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, well, thank you, God. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, he's
doing well. I think he's going to make it. He's going to come through that.
There you go.
Yeah.
We got prayers for him. That is absolutely sure.
Yep.
We want all our people to be in good shape. Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
Oh,
yeah.
And I thank you all for that support.
Oh, for sure. So what can
well,
me and Brenda do for you
going
today?
On here, Melvin? What's her name, first of all?
Ma'am?
What's her name, Melvin? Don't give me no junk. Tell me her name.
I don't have a name, but I'm just still single. And I'm looking for someone to step in.
Melvin, what am I picking up on your ex-wife? You two been seeing each other?
No. Lord.
Oh, would you say no, Lord? Well, you know what? You two must be getting along because I'm feeling favorable feelings from her. Like, you know, if you guys talk, it must be a good understanding, the stability there. Maybe that came about from your son, but yeah.
Yeah, that's the only time we connect.
Oh, okay.
With my son. Yeah, I think she has someone anyway, so.
I get a good feeling. You know, not love and romance, but a good feeling. So I'm glad for the two of you that, you know, you get along at least for the, you know, for your child, best for
right.
you.
Right. Yes.
So go ahead, ask your question.
Well, I just want to know, like, I had to file another appeal for my unemployment benefits, and they declined it twice. So I have to file to the Supreme Court here in Georgia to see, can I, you know, get a court date to go to court to get my unemployment reinstated to pay my back pay. And I just want to know, do you all see that working out for me, or do I have to go to court? Will they just pay me?
No, you will have to go to court, but I got
to
ask, you'll get your money. But I got to ask you this. When did you file the second time? Was that this month? When you put paperwork in again?
They gave me a deadline for the 10th of this month. So I just sent them faxed them a paper.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you. Go ahead, Brenda, because you know
you and I
both are on the same
wavelength. Yeah, you did it after October 4th.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. That did it. Mm-hmm.
That's why you're having these delays.
Yep. We're in Mercury retrograde, Melvin. And so the 4th to the 26th, any paperwork that you do is not going to turn out right. I see you getting your money, and I see at the first or second week of November, you'll get a fat check. But,
delay.
Your money's coming, but Brenda's right, it's a delay because you sent it during Mercury retrograde. We always tell people, like I said, I apologize at the beginning of the show that I hadn't announced it. But during Mercury retrograde, anything that's real important, you got to wait until after that because there will be confusion, misunderstanding, papers not seen or crossed up or whatever. Same with buying anything, too. You don't ever want to buy any big ticket items during this time or make any big decisions. And this for you was a big decision. I understand that.
Yeah.
So,
now, Melvin,
go ahead, Brenda.
Let me say something to you, and I want you to listen to me. I know you don't like to listen to me all the time, Melvin.
Yes,
but
I
listen to me.
Listen to you.
Okay, get a folder, Melvin, and every bit of paperwork that you have to hand in or that you get, go make a copy of it. Spend the $2.25, $1.25, whatever. Go to Kinko's or ask them, can I get an extra copy? If they say it'll cost you $5, say, can I? I'll get mine at Kinko's, whatever. keep a copy of every single bit of paperwork you need or that you've had associated with this whole action. When you go to court, have all the paperwork, have all the copy work. Mail it. If they say the appointment's at 10 o'clock, you best be there before 10 o'clock. Don't be late for anything. If they say turn it in on Tuesday, do not wait till Tuesday 5 p.m. Get up there early on Tuesday and do it. The only way you can combat Mercury retrograde is to fly in the face of it by being in the overkill preparedness. It's the only way to make it through. And you have to go to court. Do not be late to court. Have everything with you. Invariably, they'll ask you for a form that you forgot if you don't have it all together in that folder. Understand me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I do. Actually, when I go to work tonight, I have everything that I have sent to Atlanta, and I have copies of even the hearing. I have a copy of the hearing on tape. So I have everything that I could think of. I'm gonna go back and check, and that I can think of paperwork. I have the hearing that we did on a phone hearing, and I recorded it, and I have that as well. So
okay, good.
Yes, ma'am. I've got everything. But what I was going to do tonight is go through all my paperwork and start from the beginning of the process when everything started and document and make a little list of documentations and show the court that this happened on this date, that day, that month, or whatever.
Excellent.
Yes, that's what I was going
excellent.
To say.
Excellent. Yeah, my uncle, he used to work for unemployment, and he said, always keep a log of everything, the time, the date, the day, who you spoke to. He said, keep a running total. He said, then when you have to go to court, the other side most likely will not have that, and even though someone wasn't there to witness it, it shows that you're paying attention to what's going on. And the judge will generally look at that as, okay, well, you know, so this is happening. Excellent.
Yeah.
Absolutely excellent.
Yeah, because they said that I quit, but I didn't quit a job because the fact I told this lady named Joyce that I got sick with my ears, and also I had my car tow up. And so I faxed them the doctor's appointment and the doctor paperwork after I left the ER. I faxed it to Atlanta, and also I faxed the car repairs to Atlanta because my car, you know, was broken. And it was on that same date that she said that I quit. And I told her, she said that she was going to keep me on the list, and she, you know, just let me know when I get straightened out, and they'll put me back. But I received a letter from another lady that works at the same company saying that if I don't turn in, get my TBT test, that I will be terminated. So I told him, okay, I was terminated. I didn't have the money. I did not have the money to get a TBT test. So on the 24th, they terminated me.
Okay.
I didn't get any separation papers, but according to the letter that the letter, it states that, you know, if I don't have it, I can't work, period. I can't even work. They won't even let you work around any clients before you have a TBT test. So I couldn't afford it because they cut my unemployment. That's the only source I had because the hospital that I was working at closed in December 31st of last year. So
that's all good stuff for the court. Make sure you have that letter where she says if you don't have it, then you're terminated.
Right. Right.
Because that's that's not somebody saying I quit.
Yes. And see, the woman named Joyce, the one that told me verbally on the phone that she'll just keep me on the list. The other two ladies at the same company doesn't have any knowledge of about this list that Joy's supposed to be keeping me on until I get straightened out. Because I told her, she said, well, I'll keep you on the list, Melvin. I really want you to come work. And I met one of the former employees there, and this guy told me, he said, hey, she was very upset with you because you did not work out with her because she really, really wanted you to work there. And because I have a pretty good background in working with mentally ill clients. So I think it's kind of some hate get back or something. I'm not sure, but that's why.
The courts are used to this kind of stuff. Trust me, Melvin. They know when certain people are pulling a number. I had an employer flat out many, many years, probably like 30 years ago, tell me, well, you know, because that other employee called on your behalf, and it's like, what do I have to do if someone else called? It's like, well, they don't like it. And I said, okay. And then he said, you know, they're probably going to let you go. And I said, okay, well, you know, let me know when they're letting me go. And then he gave me a piece of form, a piece of paper, and it said eligible for rehire. He checked that, and I said, are you letting me go now? And he goes, well, wow. They really want me to let you go. And it's like, oh, okay. So I went to unemployment, and they said that I quit. And I had that paper, a copy of it, and but when I spoke to the person at unemployment, they said, oh, yeah, these employers do this all the time. They think that unemployment comes out of their pocket. The money they've given is already gone. So they, you know, some employers are just really daft about the whole workings, and she said, don't worry about it. And I did get my unemployment, but she said, yeah, they pull that number all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you
know, just it sounds like you have your paperwork in order, Melvin, and, you know, just tell the judge what, you know, or the magistrate what you experienced and what you did. But don't say I quit. Say, well, I don't have the money to get this or whatever. And they said that they're going to terminate me. So when they used terms like terminate me, that basically means you're fired.
Exactly. You know, if they gave me a deadline to take a TBT test, and if I didn't have it in, I would be terminated.
Yeah.
So I didn't have it in, so I'm thinking I was terminated. So I was terminated. And they stopped my unemployment. And they said that they gave me I went to a hearing, not a hearing, but an orientation. It lasted, you know, a couple of hours, and they paid me like $32. And I said, well, I didn't know that I had to turn in the $32 for the orientation. And they said, yeah, so we got to clean up at the unemployment office. But they stopped my check. They sent me another check, and then they stopped it. And I like to lost my apartment and everything.
Mm.
So I have a part-time job now working at a group home with four clients, and they've fired a lot of people, and I wanted to ask, like, do you see me getting a full-time job there? Because one of the guys I got to go in for tonight, he just jumped up and quit, and he was full-time. Do you see me getting that job that he had?
Lennis? She must have stepped away for a minute. Or she's probably got her phone on mute. Maybe she's coughing
here.
Or drinking some water.
I'm here, but I get yes and no. So I'm not getting clear that you would get his job. I get yes and no. But what I do want to say, because I got to get to other calls, Melvin,
yes,
what I'm picking up is from November 7th through the 10th, you should get your check.
From November 7th?
7th through the 10th, you should get your check from unemployment. So when you go back, and which you will shortly, the judge will rule in your favor. So that's why Brenda was telling you, take all your paperwork with you, and you should be okay. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Thank you.
That job, I don't see long-term. I don't think that's long-term full-time for you. If you get it, you won't probably be there as long as you'd like.
Oh, so maybe another job.
Keep looking, Melvin. That's not where you're supposed to be seated. Keep looking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank
all right.
You
well, thank
so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Melvin. Thank you for calling.
Yes, you're my friend.
Love you too, Melvin. Take
you.
Care, sweetie.
All right.
Yeah, we
all
love
right.
you too.
Okay.
Right. Bye bye. Okay. Area code 716. You're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Thank you for your patience.
Hi there.
Hi. Who's this?
My name is Audrey.
Hi, Audrey. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I've just been in, like, a slump. Like, I feel like I've been stuck lately. I was wondering if this is going to pass.
Oh, honey, we're in Mercury retrograde and the moon eclipse and lunar eclipse and the full moon. Jesus, everybody's in something right now. So don't
really?
Feel like you're
oh
rained
God.
On that you're the only person. Yeah. I mean, last week was a real shitty week for a lot of people. A lot of people just, ugh. You probably didn't hear me at the beginning of the program where I talked about that and discussed it for people that were going through stuff. Let's see.
Then it'll probably pass then. I just feel so, I just can't, like, get out of it. It's just horrible.
Take a vinegar bath, Audrey. You're being blocked. Just take a vinegar bath and you'll feel much better. Clear white vinegar, a cup of it in the tub, and just soak for about 20 minutes, rinse off and get out. But there's energy around you just trying to attach. I almost feel like a psychic vampire. Like somebody just drawing down your energy.
I have court on Tuesday, too, for an accident case, so that's, like, taking a lot of my energy, too.
Okay. Do this for me. You know what sea salt is, correct? Go through every corner.
I use Himalaya, too.
Okay. Go through every... Yeah, I have Himalaya lamps, two salt lamps that I turn on in the house. Anyway, go through every corner in your house, and in the corners put a teaspoon of sea salt as you go through each corner to bless your house and no negativity can come therein. Put a line of sea salt across your front door. Hopefully you have a welcome mat or something there. Just pour it right across the front door, and that will clear up a lot of stuff for you too, internally and externally.
Okay.
Yeah, and you'll be feeling better. You're also affected, too, by this Mercury retrograde. It looks like you're not going to feel relief until about the 28th. Do the things that I just said, though. But after the 28th, your attitude will change. You'll lighten up. In fact, you'll feel a lot freer.
Himalaya sea salt or just regular sea salt?
Regular sea salt.
Okay.
Yeah, just regular sea salt. You just want to take a teaspoon or a half a teaspoon. Each corner, go in clockwise so you end back up where you began. But to bless your house, no negativity can enter therein. You'll see a change. You will.
Oh, my God, I have no motivation.
There's two women around you. There's two women around you, and one of them is, wow. It's not that she's just jealous. She's got some mental issues. But, man, she draws down on people's energy. You ever heard of people like they walk into a room and they just suck all the air out the room? Well, one of these women that are your friends, or she's a cousin. Okay, I'm seeing now that she's a cousin. But anyway, she does this to you and anybody else. But it's like she's toxic. You don't need to be around her. And the other woman, she goes along with the program. Whatever that's going on, she just, you know, she goes that way if it's north, south, east, or west. She doesn't really stand up for herself. She kind of goes for whatever.
Maybe
so she's not
mother.
Really a true friend to be objective. you know, towards you. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know that. You know, you just we just come through the full moon last Wednesday. So you should see some of your heaviness lifting up.
Mm-hmm.
You should see. Because the moon is waning. It's going to start its waning phase, which means you're going to... Because that's going on, too, the gravitational pulls and the energy. They're all working on you, especially
yeah,
if you're feeling kind of down, huh?
I can feel the pull. Like, it's, like, going... I can feel the pull in every direction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, do these things that she's giving, these tools are great. And I don't know if you've been outside lately, but you can get a lot of healing energy if you get out to a park, if you're out in nature, maybe if, I don't know if you have a nice place to hike, but you'll be amazed at what it does for your spirit and your energy to be in a park setting.
Okay.
Take your shoes off and walk around on the grass. Or if you live somewhere in an Arizona-type area, you know, even just the rock, just there, it's amazing how the earth can cleanse you.
Okay. I'll have to try that because I've been in the
house. Must try it.
I don't
know. And I would love to
hear
what your experience was like after you do that. You know, I hope you come back and call and explain how it changed your energy. Because if it's changing your energy for the more negative, then I'd begin to wonder what else is going on. But right now, I think you're having a lot of effects of basically what's going astronomically.
Yeah, and I'm worried about court. I'm like sick to my stomach.
Yeah, you got to let that go. Because you know what? Whatever's going to happen in court... It's not going to change if you feel worse or feel like death warmed over. But when you walk in and your energy is bright and light and you have all that love exuding from you, you can affect the energies of the way everyone in the room is feeling and thinking, right?
Right.
So which energy would you rather go into court with?
Bright, happy,
right.
Smiley. Yeah.
Go cleanse and then, you know, go in and you literally put it out there. Expect the best thing possible. I know a lot of people say expect the worst and then you won't be so surprised. Expect the best. Just be ready for it and listen, it'll probably be better than what you thought it might be. I'm telling you, you know, lift your mindset up there big time. And just like, I know that the universe is in my favor. You know, I'm a good person. And yes, there are things that are going on. I may not like them, but it's probably going to be better than I thought it would be. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Hang in there, Audrey.
Thank you.
It's not going to be as bad as you think. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling. You're welcome. Have a wonderful week.
You too, hon. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Brenda on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. I'm going to rush through these, Brenda. Next call, 732. Area code 732. Who's this?
Yes, hi, this is Pauline.
Hi, Pauline, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
Yeah, I'm calling. I know this was almost over, but I was calling to ask about, I'm looking for a full-time job. I'm working part-time. I got laid off like 3 years ago, so it's very hard for me right now to find a job that I can help support myself. I wonder if you see anything coming up real soon as far as securing something that pays well, you know. And
what is it that you'd like to do, Pauline?
Well,
just tell me that.
Well, you know what I'd like to do? I think I'd like to do sales for now or something with HR, training, something.
I can get in a community center. Ow! Ooh, what is that? Ow.
It's a smoke
screeching
alarm.
Right in my eardrum. What is that?
Sorry. It's a smoke alarm.
Oh.
Someone's cooking any kind of burning something, I guess. It stopped now.
Okay. Let me get back. I was seeing a community center, something where you're helping a lot of people, but I'm seeing something like a community center, a thrift store, Walmart. I see a Walmart that you could be a good supervisor. HR, I'm checking in HR now. I'm seeing for HR, you hold yourself back, that you have the ability and the duties, but sometimes you hold yourself back in doubt of what you're capable of doing. But you know you can do this. Yeah, because I see in HR that you have the capabilities, but you doubt yourself about, well, if I do this, will it be right?
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like you could go either way, but I'm trying to see what company would HR, because it's not in a company that you're in. I'm seeing a white building.
Mm-hmm.
Brenda, are you picking up anything? I see a white building because I'm asking about her HR, if there's a position there.
Yeah. HR training.
Okay, what I'm getting is this white building, now I'm seeing it. It's like a Hostess or a Wonder Bread factory. So something along that line. And you work in the administrative, but it's the mechanics of the company, how it's run.
Okay.
And I see you working there in HR, but it's the mechanics. And I see you at a desk, administrative. But it's for a food factory, a food company.
Okay.
So it's big, like I said, like, I don't know. I'm seeing like Hostess or Wonder Bread. Maybe the spirit's just showing me examples. But
yeah,
that you would get hired on HR.
Okay.
In that particular company. What are you picking up, Bren? You getting anything?
No.
Yeah, that's what I got.
My focus was off. No, my focus was off, so that's sorry.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's what I got, Pauline. So it's for a food company, for your HR. I would check around, pull up on the internet or in the paper, and see if there's a big food company that has something going on, or they're looking for HR and apply there, and any other ones were the sales place that I picked up that I mentioned, okay?
All right, I'll do that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling, Pauline. Have a wonderful week. All right, area code.
Hello?
773, you're on the air with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Pamela, and, oh, boy. I recently relocated from Illinois to Minnesota roughly 2 weeks ago. I have an interview coming up tomorrow. I just want to know if I'm in this for the will it be rather quickly that it will get settled here in this new state, or is this something that will be as prolonged as it was in Illinois?
Okay. Wow. You're tearing my ear up. Are you on a cell phone?
I am.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me move something. If you can hear other things, I'll go into another room.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
maybe
that's
this
much
is better.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
My son was watching TV.
Oh, no, that's okay. It's all right. It was just in my ear that I couldn't concentrate on your question.
Right.
So,
no, it's just that
you're traveling by water. Yeah. You're
again.
Doing okay. You're traveling by water. Wherever this job is at, it's near water. You're not on the water, but you're near water. And the job is very conducive to your skills and your ability.
Well, well, the position that I'm going, well, the job that I'm going for tomorrow is definitely is the exact fit for what I've done in the past. But I didn't know whether or not this will be a, you know, because the sooner we can get employment, the sooner we can get settled in this new state.
Yes.
So that's what I want to know. I just didn't know if moving here will be, well, I want it to be beneficial, of course. I want to get settled in, not only me, but I have two sons. I want them to get gainfully employed as well so that we can start rebuilding our lives because I've been so set back for so long. And I just want to know if I'm making the right decision and or have I made the right choice.
Yeah, you needed to move. No doubt.
Did I?
You needed to move. Yeah. I'll tell you why. Because where you're at, where you were at, I see dark clouds, thunder clouds, very dark. Where you're at now, I'm seeing sunshine as though the sun is coming up over the horizon. So I know where you're at now is where you're supposed to be.
I kind of feel that in my spirit too. I do, but I just, of course, you know, I need confirmation. You know, I need some reassurance because sometimes, and I guess it's because of all the things that I've been through. I just want to make sure that I'm on the right path now.
Well, you are, and you know, you make this as an adventure. You are on the right path because I, like I said, I see the sun coming up, so you're on the right path, and make it as an adventure. All three of you are learning and yearning and nurturing each other. Yes, you'll get a job. But this job, I don't see you being there that long. There's another job coming, and it's just a flamboyant type of position. I mean, one you get now, that's okay, but you're going to move in 6 months to this flamboyant. It's almost, I'll tell you how the job is looking at me, like Ringling Brothers Circus. So I don't know, not saying you're going to work for them now, but that's how flamboyant the job is. What that means, I don't know, but that's how it's being shown to me, like as if you were working for a circus or Circus Soleil or something like that. But the job, like I said, it's flamboyant. So it'd be something where you're not only working, but you're also in the public. People see you as well as at work, but you're representing this company. So I don't know, maybe it's in the entertainment business. I'm not for sure, but 6 months, yeah, it's there. You get this job, but you're seeing internally and externally. So I'm not seeing the company, though. They're not showing me the company. They're just showing me a circus and say it's flamboyant. So as you're looking, I would just check out on the computer or in the newspaper. The job you have now, yeah, that'll get you through. But, you know, as the weeks go on before the end of the year, start looking at jobs that are, like, way out there. Not, I don't mean where you live.
But, see, I know for me, I'm trying to get back into the federal and sector because that's where I kind of came from and fell from. But I'm trying to get back there because that's where the money is. And, I mean, I know if I get back there, my security would be there. But I don't know if that's something that will truly manifest. I'm applying to federal jobs like crazy, but I don't know if something will come through. Yeah.
I think you're going to get an offer for the job that you are interviewing for tomorrow. I don't know, like Lena says, I don't know that that's one that you're going to want long term, but you'll probably get an offer at the same time you're getting one from somewhere else. So
that's usually how it goes.
I at least that's the impression I got. You're going to get an offer on that job you interview for tomorrow. But
okay. Well, I want to thank you all. And then my son, my oldest son, he went for one job and he just got the letter that he was, you know, that they considered someone else. So he was a little disappointed, but I told him to keep trying. Now he has an interview tomorrow at UPS, so I'm kind of hoping that they'll pick him up there too. I don't know if you see anything through me for him, but I'm trying to encourage him and tell him we got to keep plugging away.
He'll do good. Yeah. It's another question because I only answer one, but he'll do good. He
all
will.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
you don't have
you
to worry
so
about him. He will do. Oh, you're most welcome. But, yeah, your son will do good. In fact, it's going to come a time where he's going to take care of you. Okay, well, thank you so much, Pamela, for your call.
You.
And
you,
we wish
you
the very
best.
Very
good week.
Thank you. You the same.
All right.
Okay, we've got time for one more caller. So let's go. This lady or person has been waiting a while. Area code 857, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda.
Hi, how are you? My name is Keita.
Hi, Keita. You are also my ninth caller, Keita. I wanted to get to you before I got off the air. So
okay.
Thank you. You are, hey, you just made it, girl. You are the ninth caller. So I'm going to have you stay on the line, but let's answer your question, and then I'll get your information from you. So, Keita,
okay.
What question can Brenda and I answer for you today?
So my question is for work. I started a new job. My colleagues are just really difficult. The environment is toxic, and it's just time to go. But I'm wondering, you know, the message that I keep getting from everybody else is deal with it, but my spirit just doesn't want to deal with it. I just don't.
Oh, honey, hell to the no. You
okay.
got three
That's
people
so
that are just hellfire and bent. They're
catty.
They're yeah. You know, Brenda, they're just bent on hell. It's just
yeah.
like they like starting shit.
Yeah.
I see three people. So, yeah, I know where you work at. It is not a happy time. You probably
no.
dread when the alarm clock go off because you got to go to this place and put up with some more BS.
Yes. Yeah. Mm.
That's the only excitement they have. And that is the only
yep.
reason they're still working there. They look forward to that because they hate their jobs.
Yep.
They
Misery
totally
loves company.
Hate their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
okay.
it's kind of like people who will do anything to break up the monotony.
Why am I the target, though?
It wouldn't matter if it was you or someone else
you
who walked in
else.
There.
Yeah.
And it's just that you're sensitive to that because you're not that way.
Okay.
It's like a sort of a game thing. And since you're not jumping in and henpecking the other person, then you're going to be henpecked.
Okay.
So, but I guarantee you they hate their jobs. They hate being there. They have nothing else. And they don't even see a way out. They've completely lost sight of, I mean, literally, it's like The Walking Dead. You're working with The Walking Dead. Like, you're in a room full of zombies. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
So why are they trying to eat you? Because you're moving a little faster than they are. And they know that you can get a job somewhere else. You know you can get a job somewhere else. Get to applying, my sister, apply.
Because
okay. If you stay there, you're going to jump on that band. I would even call that a spiritual vortex, that place. It's that kind of energy, it's that bad.
Yeah.
So don't get caught up. Just, you know, apply. You don't have to tell anyone else you're applying. Just, you know, get out there. The people who tell you to just stay put no matter what, no vision, and they've lost hope too. Somewhere, you know, just don't let yourself be sucked into that. Because if you stay there much longer, like more than another 6 months, I don't even know if you're not going to start doing the same thing. You won't even realize it. It's like a weird cancer. It's spiritual cancer. It's creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Otland. Lennis is totally right.
Yeah.
Get the
okay,
hell out.
Now, yeah. And I also want to tell you, I picked up three things while Brenda was talking. One is Mac. Or Magnum, it's a trucking company, big time. It pays good. You can get a job there. So you have to check that out. I'm not for sure. But something like that called Magnum or Mack Trucking Company, they will hire you right away. Also, take care of your toes. I don't know why they showed me that. And the red scarf does look good on you. So let me tell you that, too.
Okay.
It must have been on point.
well, it's funny because I have this scarf that I wear when, you know, not my scarf that I sleep in at night, but, like, if I'm going out and I just want to be cute, I have this black, red, and white scarf. And it's like red tulips. And it's funny because
okay.
And I just
thank
got
you for
a
the validation.
Scarf. Yeah, and I just got a pedicure the other day because my toes and my hands look like hell. And so I made it a point to start taking care of myself because I've been putting this job first and neglecting everything else. So I made it a point that I'm going to start, you know, getting my nails done, you know, twice, three times. Well, you know, once a week for the hands and then twice a month for the toes. So that's funny that you said that. But my question that I wanted to ask briefly before we have to wrap up is that you touched on people who are saying to stay, lack of vision, and just, you know, and that's what I'm getting from, it feels like everybody. I feel like I'm surrounded by, with the exception of my husband, I feel like I'm surrounded by just people who are complacent in their life, and I want to just run and get away from them because everybody's attitude is stay and deal, and I don't think I should have to put up with that. I think if you're going to work someplace, you know, 40, 50 hours, 60 hours a week, you should love what you do. How do
true.
I get away from these people?
But that's if you're happy. Well, like I was saying, and we are coming to the end, like I was saying, check out this trucking company, Mack or whatever trucking company. They have a position there for you, and it pays good. So check out trucking companies in your area.
Okay.
And then call them and find out. But big ones. It's not like some little small parcel carrier. It'd be like something like FedEx, UPS, but only this is a trucking company aspect,
okay.
You know, where they buy the trucks from. Like I said, you'll get hired right away. So the red scarf, you know it looks good. The toes take care of you. Already are doing that, so Spirit's just confirming that. Brenda, was there anything else?
No, just what I said. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, do that, and you'll be away. In fact, you could start working a new job before Christmas real quick.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, before Christmas. That will be your gift from the universe for Christmas, is a new job that you're happy at, okay?
Thank you.
All
yeah,
right.
Yeah, tell yourself I'm in and working happily in my new job. Just keep saying that. Say it every day, at least 3-4 times a day, every hour if you can. Just keep that constantly in your head. It'll happen faster than you think.
Okay.
Yep. I'm working at my new job. Screw these people.
Leave the screw off alone.
Yeah,
I mean, I know it is.
I just be a funny. Oh, Lord. Okay, now, wait. Keita, are
yes.
you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, I got to get the.
Oh, okay, yeah. Let me get your phone number. Well, I'll let Brenda do it while I do something.
Oh, well, wait a minute.
No.
I signed off.
I got it. That's okay. I just
you
got
sure?
her phone number. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. As long as you got... So you got her phone number, you can call her back, right?
Yeah. Keita, I'll call you back in about 5 minutes as soon as I get off the air, and we'll set up an appointment. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Oh,
okay.
You're welcome. All right.
All right.
Call you back shortly. Okay, well, thank you,
everybody.
Because
I knew you
got to go. Yeah, thank you, everybody, for calling in today. Thank you, Brenda, so much for joining me. Be sure I'll be on Wednesday at 6 o'clock in the studio with Linus, and this particular show is going to be about poetry. So we'll be doing poetry. And Friday's show, Friday Traffic Jams, is going to be Halloween music. The whole show is dedicated to Monster Mash. Anything with Halloween music, that's what I'm playing. So, and then for sure, don't forget Sister Network. Check Brenda and them out on Levitating Minds. Brenda, am I saying Levitating Minds? And give the Block Talk Radio address, Brenda. Quick.
It's Levitating Mindsets Network.
Okay, there you go. All right.
Okay.
So you got it, y'all. All right, have a wonderful week, and believe me, it will get better. The new moon is on the 23rd, and like Brenda said, the moon is waning, and we'll be out of Mercury retrograde the 26th of this month. Thank you, God.
Amen.
All right, love you, everybody, and we'll be praying for you and hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you, Brenda. I love you, too.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.